with SLN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A suspect in a deadly shooting at a Target store in Texas that killed three is in custody.
Police say the gunman at a Target store in Austin, Texas, fired randomly and had a history of mental illness. Police Chief Lisa Davis says Ethan Nineker killed a Target worker, then opened fire on a grandfather and his granddaughter before stealing their SUV.
Innocent lives were taken in broad daylight in a place where people should feel safe to run their everyday errands and to live their everyday lives.
Davis says Nineker had a history of mental health problems, but she was unaware of any specific diagnosis. Audio from KVUE. Court records show Nineker had a history of arrest for domestic violence and assault. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says it's nearly impossible for Israel to negotiate a peaceful settlement with Hamas. Bob Agnew reports.
Dr. Michael Oren says many favor a simple approach in which Israel would pull out of Gaza in exchange for the hostages.
Hamas is never going to give us back all the hostages.
That's because, in Oren's words, Hamas is evil but not stupid.
And they know that the minute they give us back the last hostage, that is when the IDF goes in and destroys them finally.
And all negotiations are taking place amid a backdrop of very different values, especially when it comes to the value of human life.
In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Workers were heating coal and preparing for routine maintenance when an explosion rocked a U.S. steel plant outside Pittsburgh. That's according to a company executive who spoke to reporters on Tuesday, a day after the blast killed two workers. The explosion was powerful enough to shake nearby homes. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 483 points. This is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to kids in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association will pay the legal costs for Christians in Europe who have to go to court to secure their right to religious freedom. BGEA spokesman Justin Arnault tells Christian Daily International where the concern lies in the UK and in continental Europe is that these freedoms are being curtailed. There are efforts to implement hate speech laws that can be interpreted in unhelpful ways. SRN News. Stocks reach record levels.
Wall Street rallied to more records after a new report suggested that inflation was a touch better last month than economists expected. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 483 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.4%. Investors are hoping that the better than expected inflation report will give the Federal Reserve more leeway to cut interest rates at its next meeting in September. That would be the first rate cut for the Fed this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
ExxonMobil has signed a deal to explore a vast area near Trinidad and Tobago for oil and gas, despite pressure on the Twin Island nation to focus more on green energy deals. The search will take place off Trinidad's east coast in a region that spans more than 2,700 square miles. More details at srnnews.com.